This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is Mr. Paul Collins. What are you doing over there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
My headset's not working, so I'm not sure if I'm on.
You can't hear right now?
Uh-uh.
Oh, here. Oh, let me help you out.
Oh,
can you hear now?
Yeah, I can hear now.
Turned it up.
I'm back in the room.
So, hey, Mr. Producer, is all call screener working over here today?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, right. It's working now.
All right, folks, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. If you're in the queue to talk to Garden Talk, the screener thing was kind of not working right, huh? It was an equipment malfunction. Now we got it all straightened out.
That's right.
Yep, so... But yeah, don't call me about plants because I can't really help you with those.
That's what everyone was calling. So they called again. Not only was the call screener full, then even more people started calling saying, "Hey, is the garden show still on? I want to ask some kind of." I was this close to saying, "Well, I want to put them through just to see if Brian can answer."
Well, I could. I'll make something up. Your plants might die right afterwards. It may not be the best idea. I'm sure 5W30 synthetic oil is good for all plants. I don't think so.
Carbon monoxide?
Please don't do that and call me next week and tell me I killed your plant. Yeah. If you put oil on it, it's dead.
Carbon monoxide is good for plants. Just run your car in the house. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, no. We're going to end up with a whole new Heaven's Gate thing. Remember that? Brendan, you weren't alive during that, were you?
No.
The Rancho Santa Fe, the Heaven's Gate, the people in the purple scarves and gym shoes.
Yeah, I drove by the house, but I never...
I don't think it's there anymore. I think they destroyed it.
No, it's still there.
They renamed the street, too.
No, I think they knocked down the house, built another house.
Oh, that's what you mean. Then yes, that's what they did, yes.
Yes, I was going to say, that house isn't
there
anymore.
No, but I've been to that area is what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. The air would be hard to get rid of the whole area.
Yeah.
That'd be difficult.
That's true.
Yeah, but they... I can't remember. There was a bunch of people that went off to see the spaceship altogether, right? That's what it was about. They were supposed to meet the spaceship.
Yeah, they meet the aliens, and they're all drinking Kool-Aid.
No, that was Jim Jones.
Oh, that was a different one? Okay.
That was another one.
All right. That was in South Africa.
That was in South Africa.
I mixed them up.
Oops. That one was even way longer ago.
I'm not an avid cult follower. Sorry.
you don't know your cults, man. Yeah, I'm really upset about this. All right, folks. Today, we're talking about anything automotive. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Let's not talk cults. I'm not that well versed in those either. I just know about the two big ones. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the other. Well, we shouldn't talk about this. there was another one in Utah also that turned into a big massacre, bad situation stuff. Ooh. So anyway, this is not a crime show. So we're going to talk about cars. We're talking about your favorite thing today.
What's that?
Hybrids and EVs.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we again?
I thought we were talking about TSBs.
No, that's next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
writing shows 1 week ahead. Yeah.
You're confusing Paul.
Yeah. So Paul's confused now. Never a good thing. Never a good thing. But so many things going on with cars these days and vehicles I actually feel like this year, the tide's kind of turning a little bit against the EV thing. And then all of a sudden, I see another manufacturer that's supposed to like shut down a whole line to build EVs. When I'm like, every manufacturer that's done that has now flipped back the other way. Like, that didn't work out so well. So I don't know, man. I don't think that this is going to be, like I said, the long run thing. Mm-hmm. I think this super push is going to last for a little bit. And just even like good old Elon said, So electric cars are not the answer to replacement of everything. Do they have a niche? Absolutely, you know. And don't get me wrong. One of the best things that I think, I had to Uber back from the airport and, you know, get a, there's a lot of Uber drivers driving Teslas.
Mm. Yeah.
So, and if you have a place to charge that thing at home and you have solar and it doesn't cost you anything, it's a pretty good job then, right? I mean, all you make is, but there's no, the only cost is the wear on your vehicle.
My last Uber was he had a Tesla, and he's like, well, I can charge it at work for free.
At the main headquarters for Uber?
No, he was like a bioscience guy. Oh, okay. And then he did Uber on the weekends. And he's like, well, I charge my car for free, and then I do the Uber on the weekends.
All those years of college aren't paying off that well if you got an Uber drive on the weekend.
Yeah, who knows?
Or is he just bored wanting to meet interesting people?
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah, a nice guy.
Yeah, there you go. Well... You know, and then we still have the battery replacement thing. Have you ever seen that Tesla thing where they replace the battery within the amount of time that they fuel a car at a gas station?
I saw this, the CGI of the like robot thing taking the pack out and all that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They do it faster than you can gas fuel a car, they say. But what is the expense to, and where are you going to put all those? And once again, where are you storing all these batteries at? Gonna have them on a big conveyor underground.
I don't know, hardware that could be removed and reinstalled so many times.
Yeah,
and that being automated like that.
When's it gonna break?
Yeah, and get the safety.
All right, your battery's done as you drive out with a Dragon.
I think
the rear retainer just failed.
I mean, yeah,
lost a guy in La Jolla called about Tesla battery. Call back. Anyway,
shoot.
Go ahead.
No, but I mean, the tire stores that rush to do tires and stuff. You've seen them cross thread, you know, wheel studs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Someone trying to rush, put a battery in. Sounds terrifying.
Shorts out. Catches on fire. Yeah. Your Tesla burns to the ground. Never good. Never good. And obviously, to do that, here's the thing. So they showed that for Tesla, right? I'm just thinking here for a second. The other electric vehicles, their batteries aren't the same. So it's not like a gas station where you pull in and, you know, you have three types of gas you can just put in the car. You're not going to have three types of batteries, right?
Yeah, unless they all change it and go uniform, you know. Kind of like the new cell phones. They all have the same charger now.
Happy world renowned. Yeah. So, yeah. One of those things. Anyway. I don't know. Very interesting. No. I'm just trying to think, like, how would you... Nope. I don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. Anyway. But hybrids have been a great option, right? I mean, as far as that goes.
Yeah, hybrids are great.
Don't have to,
for a commuter, you know, yeah.
Yeah, they do have some plug-in hybrids and stuff, but especially the hybrids that are not plug-in, But I don't think you don't need to plug in a hybrid, do you? The plug-in ones, you could drive them without plugging them, and they don't actually ever need to be plugged in.
Yeah, as long as they have a combustion motor, also.
Yeah, exactly. So, they don't seem to be a problem. So anyway, it's one of those great. Hey, Brendan, do you know that call screener boards lighten up different colors?
What color are they? Are they green?
Well, the first one's green. The second one's orange.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. I don't know what the orange means.
I don't know either. I've never seen that.
Do you want me to? Can you still put them on the air?
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
I'll probably do it here in a second. Yeah, okay, absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure.
All right. Well, let's see.
All right, here we go.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Not much. Now you're red on the call screen. I don't know what the heck is going on.
The red means that he's on the air. That worked part. I don't know why it was orange.
Okay. Brendan's messing up the colors on my call screen here, Mike. So bear with us.
Yeah, I did. It's hard to find good help.
It is. What's happening?
Hey, I got a 2000 Lexus. I'm sure you're aware of the passenger side front CV shaft. The carrier bearing, it seizes up. Mm-hmm. How the heck do you get those damn things out? Do you have to take the mount off? Slide it out, I guess, but there's dowel pins on the block. I don't know.
Is the axle, because is that a straight stub with the axle going into it then?
Yep.
Yeah, if I remember right on that. So can you get the actual axle itself out, or is it stuck in it too?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the seat, you know, the carrier bearing's frozen, so yeah, it's not budging, you know what I mean? So yeah,
those things are a pain when they seize up. Yeah, almost have to take the mount out and make enough room to be able to get that thing to come undone. Yeah. And yeah,
that's the thing, though, that's got those dowel pins that are, you know, sticking up, and you can't, there's no leeway, you know, you can't pry it out because you'll bend the or, you know, mess up the seal or whatnot.
Oh yeah.
And the input. So I don't know how else you would, I mean, I guess you can torch it out, I guess.
I've seen a lot of ways. That wouldn't be my preferable way.
Yeah. Cook the trans.
Yeah.
Some, I don't know.
I know they're hard to get out. So it's quite a few of them that I've seen, and you just kind of work with and have to work around it. But yeah, they're not, when that happens, it's a mess.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you're doing it in somebody's garage and thinking it was going to be a slam dunk. But
that makes it even worse if you're not on a hoist.
Oh, and yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it's just jacked up on jack stands. So yeah, gotta love that. You can't get any, you know, decent swing on a hammer towards, you know, trying to get it out. I've been trying PB Blaster the whole bit, but
yeah, you're working in an awkward position there for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought you might have some tricks, but no worries. Yeah, we just got back from Vegas, man. It was beautiful out there.
Nice.
Yeah, spent a week out there. Yeah, Wynn and the Encore and Bellagio, of course. I haven't been out there since the New York went up, so it's been a while.
Been a few years.
Yeah, gosh, it's gorgeous, man. It's elegant. I mean, it just, it's over the top. It's fantasy land out there, but yeah,
it's different.
$300 bucks or so. Yeah. Hit a couple slots. Never did the Fremont area, so I went there. Yeah, that was wild. I went to Binion's and won $90. Where'd I go? MGM, like $320, but I was only in like $10-$20. So yeah, you know, and we weren't there just to focus on that. We wanted to see the shows and stuff. So
yeah,
had a ball. Yeah,
good. Nice.
Time. Anyway,
glad you guys made it out. Well, let me know if you get that axle out, how it works out.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right, Mike. Always great to talk to you, man.
All right, B. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, man.
So. Those are fun. You know what he's talking about. When
the stub,
and then it has the bearing that mounts to the block, and then the axle goes into it.
That's what I was picturing, but I wasn't 100%.
Yeah, and then sometimes trying to get them, because the way it sees to get the
It's hard to on jack stands, because you can't like pull as hard as you
want.
Way
worse on jack stands. Yeah. They're not the way I would choose to do it.
Yeah, no, I've seen the guys like struggling. Two pry bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Takes a couple guys.
Yeah.
And a rack.
Well, in the air. Yeah. Makes them easier when you're working with it, when you can stand up and do it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely going to be tough. Tough. All right, folks, going to take our first break, but 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Happy to talk to you about. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. And 96.1 FM in North County.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We're talking all things cars for sure. All right. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170.
You know, between you and I, I'm glad that Tesla question didn't get brought up.
Which one?
The one that was in La Jolla, and you decided to.
What was he asking about? Why did
he? He wanted to ask about there's a raising cost now from Tesla on batteries now again.
Oh,
they're upping the price. And he wanted to ask,
What is a battery replacement on one of those outside of warranty costs now? I thought it's like $25,000 or something.
Yeah, I think it's $23,000. Well, I don't know if it's all models.
Did it go up?
I'm not sure.
I'm assuming so, because he's also upping the charge on some other products for Tesla. Like if you own a Model Y, he has a way where you can actually save a lot more battery charge now. But you have to pay an extra, I think it's like $30,000 for it. on top of that to have that implemented to your car. So
so is it just programming? You get software for $30,000.
Exactly.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It says here that it's going to be $20,000 for a brand new battery, but as for upping the cost, I'm not seeing.
But is that installed or just a battery?
Good question.
I would assume installed.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. 2000 in labor, I'm guessing.
Where's my cha-ching sound effect? I need to go find that.
Your cash register sound. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
And this is Brandon's favorite subject. No, he's like, oh, I hate
I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nissans.
Well, Brandon has a Nissan. He loves them.
I know.
I don't know if I say I love it, but you know what? It does its job.
You're a little rogue.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you had rims for it.
Oh, you got rims on it?
Yeah, I had to get brand new ones because the last one smashed up. And then you told me, never do that again and call me first before you start doing that ever again, Brandon.
I remember. Yeah. You got sucked in.
I don't know if I got sucked in. I like him, by the way. I like those rims. Those are just
That happened to Zach, too, once, my son.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, look at the rims I got. I was like, why'd you buy those? And he goes, well, I went over. I had a flat. And then they said, like, they had these really cool rims for my car. And I'm like,
were they spinners?
And you bought them. Well, yeah, I got to finance them. It's like, great. Now you have financed rims. Awesome. Good job. They were not spinners. No.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, spinners looked so awesome to me. And now I'm like,
that go figure.
Yeah, that is not something I would like anymore.
Oh, well. All right, folks.
You know, Pimp My Ride was a cool show back in the day. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. All right.
It wasn't long ago when we talked to a dude from Gas Monkey Garage, remember?
That's right, yeah. He was.
I wonder if they did that giveaway on that Demon. It was a Dodge Demon.
I know they gave it away, but who won it, I couldn't find the information. I think we announced who the winner was, but it wasn't anyone here in San Diego. It was somewhere up in L.A.
Yeah, sure. Richard Rawlings, Gas Monkey Garage. We talked to him about that giveaway. They were giving away a Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Were you here?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you weren't here for that. Oh, so you missed out. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
It happens.
It happens, you know. We did a, he called in and actually talked to him.
They
were doing a big giveaway. Yeah. That show is not on TV anymore, though. They only do it by podcast, I believe, now or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I forget what channel it was on. Was it on AMC or?
I thought it was on Motor Trend.
Could have been. I don't remember. I have no idea now. But he did a lot of episodes. And then they were doing that garage takeover thing. I don't think that came together very well.
Well, I remember
I would have done it differently.
Interstate Batteries was like sponsoring that. I remember when you'd look up a battery, it would say that. Garage takeover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like... It was Garage Rescue, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
It was kind of like the theme of the bar rescue, you know, dude... what's that dude's name?
Could do that.
John Taffer.
John Taffer. Yes, we could very well do that. So you never know. We might have to someday. Anyway. All right, folks. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog for over 30 years, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission over at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, out there in East County, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved, smog certified, right in central San Diego over there, taking care of folks for over 6 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. I love saying that. Mm-hmm. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for over 5 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Although the store's been there 30 years, we've been taking care of folks as the West Automotive Group there for over a year. So all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit as always. We also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or any other diagnosis needed for your vehicle. As I often say, the best money spent on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Keeping your vehicle running without question, it will save you money in the long run. And our master certified technicians are here to help you at all five locations. This does eliminate unwanted parts replacement and keeps your vehicle on the road cost effectively. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out our Automan segments where I'm the Automan of CW and Fikes 5 straight from westautomotivegroup.com or Auto Talk Radio Podcast, which straight from there also. You can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Just give us a call this morning at 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. All right, let's see what Lloyd has to say in El Cajon. Good morning, Lloyd.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I retired from the Navy in 95, been selling cars since 96.
Nice.
And listening to you since 2011.
There you go. Got a few years under your belt.
Yeah, I miss the old guy who retired there. I liked him a lot. The 76 station or whatever.
Oh, my buddy Dan?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, he was with me for quite a while on the radio, too.
Yeah, how's he doing? You stay in touch?
I do. He lives in Arizona now. Him and his wife retired over there. They got themselves a little ranch. He's actually raising chickens.
Raising chickens. He's probably down in Havasu. That's where they all seem to retire to.
No, he's actually, I forget, he's in a little town. He's not on the river. So he got himself kind of like a little compound. And I think Dan's actually working for the Arizona Highway Department part-time doing some stuff too. So he's just kind of cruising along.
Well, you got me last week because all this time listening to you, and then last week I think you mentioned Bellington, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, and, sir.
Brought back some memories there.
Actually, I don't think the aviation training is there anymore, is it?
No, I think they moved to Orlando or something.
Yeah, Orlando or what is up there in the panhandle or the handle of Florida? I forget. Big Navy town,
Mayport or
I forget anywhere. I think they did move it to Florida. I think you are correct.
When were you at Millington?
87 to 88 in that area.
All right, I was there at 82 for A school, and then 87 for AVIC 7 school.
Oh, nice.
ADE.
You were probably there.
Aviation, everything.
Yep. That's so 87 is when I was there for A school. So you were probably there the same time I was, the second time you were there.
Yeah. Just finished recruiting and had to freshen up and go back and learn some more.
There you go. Never a bad thing.
Yeah. Now, every once in a while now I hear you talking about these extended warranties and everything. At the lot I got, we just brought in a Head Start, and guess what? They work with RepairPal, and you guys are like the number one on the list with RepairPal there, so you can't say nothing bad about my warranties now.
No. We work with a lot of those, yeah. So it's not uncommon that we get those and deal with them. And there are some that are really good. And there are some that are not so good. So it just depends. And it can be the same company. They have different levels, which you're aware. You've been doing this a long time. So, you know, what I always talk about with these is if it's a really cheap price, like, oh, extended warranty for $1,199, it's not going to cover a lot. The really good ones are quite expensive, obviously. And then it's just like good or bad insurance, right? Good or bad insurance.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, I've been at the place I am in El Cajon for 9 years, and during that time we've sorted through and have shit canned in the right word, I guess. Many warranty companies.
You've gone through a plethora of them.
Yeah, I think we got the good ones. It's been 28 years in the making.
Nice.
So, but
Lloyd, you're still there selling cars, though, right? You're still working there?
Yeah, I do a little, well, I train, I sell, I finance, gotcha. And take care of the internet leads, so.
Nice.
So it's a family company. It's been around since about 98.
Nice, so nice.
I've only been there 9 years. I mean, I sell them in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and Corvallis, Oregon, and L.A., and stuff like that, but come down here because of the military presence.
Oh, yeah. Good place to be, for
very
sure.
Very much in Oregon for retired Navy chiefs, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, keep doing your thing, man. It's always great to talk to you.
All right. Yep. And I still think you should have grabbed that Sears building when they closed down across the street there.
They plowed that thing under now. It's a parking lot.
Yeah, I think it's a furniture store.
Well, it is, but where the auto repair was, they dug that thing out and filled it in because it had a big old basement under it where they stored tires originally, and they that is now a full parking lot. The auto repair building is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
All this, and that was the place to go in its day.
Oh, Sears in that, in the mall?
Yeah, I remember in the 70s, they were the only ones that could actually do a carburetor right.
Those were the good old days, man. That was a long time ago, my friend.
You guys work on carburetors?
Yeah, as little as possible. Well, getting parts for them is extremely hard now. I mean, you got to understand, like, you know, we went away from it in the middle 80s. We went away from carburetors. We were going away from them. So by the 90s, start of the 90s, we were done with them on cars. So, yeah, the parts and good parts for them, you know, like you get a warped or worn out throttle body, anything or base plate. Finding replacement parts is very tough. So putting together a really good carb, unless you just go buy a new one, which typically through Jegs or something, is not smog legal from Holly. So, you know, you have all those issues. Yeah, or Eldebrock. Eldebrock's got a lot of them out there.
But if you're driving a 67 Cougar, who cares if it's smog legal?
That's
right.
And those pretty much, you don't have to smog those cars anymore. So you don't have to worry too much about them. Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. Do you have a 67?
Electric cars. I talk about muscle cars.
There you go. Muscle cars are way better. I agree with you on that one. We talk about those all day.
Yeah. But I know other people are probably trying to call you up, and I don't want to hog all your time here, buddy.
You got it, buddy. Always great to hear from you, Lloyd. You take care. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, okay?
All right. You too, buddy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take care now. Bye-bye. Always good to hear from Lloyd. Talking about extended warranty, death making point. He's like, I see you guys are number one there. We do a lot of those. So Repair Pals hooked up with CarMax.
Yeah.
So, and CarMax has a lot of extended warranties. So we do a lot of those here and there.
Yeah. He's like, don't talk bad about my extended warranties.
I'm not talking bad about them. Not all of them.
No, not all.
Some of them are terrible, though.
Yeah, some are.
There's one on TV they advertise the heck of, and then I saw they're like BBB number one rated. I was like, apparently the BBB hasn't had to deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just depends. It's all different. So,
yeah.
All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. Give us a shout here. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Brendan, did you have something you needed to tell me? not important.
No, I was going to let you know about car shows again if you were interested.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Let's run this down quickly.
All right, very quickly, because most of the ones are this weekend are going to be good ones in L.A., so I'll just mention them super quick because our radio reception does reach up there.
Hello, people in L.A.
That's right. the Long Beach K-9 Officers Association is having a benefit car show where all the proceeds are going to be going to support and purchase police dogs for the Long Beach Police Department. And that's going to be over on the park located behind Lowe's and Walmart on Carson Street and the 605 freeway. So if you're up there, you can go visit that. San Dimas High School is going to have a car show today up there. Once again, all the proceeds there will help the teacher and department grants, school gifts, positive behavior, intervention programs, PTSA programs, busing for student college fare, and scholarships for the high school. And lastly, for this weekend, we also have the 20th annual Villa Park High School Car and Bike Show. And that is going to be at Villa Park High School in 18064 East Taft Avenue in Villa Park, California. Proceeds will benefit the Villa Park High School Instrumental Music Program. Nice. Do you want me to read the one for next weekend? There's just one, and it's luckily here in San Diego, if you do want me to read.
Go ahead and read that.
It is the second annual Motors for Minds Firefighter Charity Car Show, May 18th at El Monte Park in Lakeside, where all the benefits there will help the firefighter aides in the San Diego area. So all very, very good reasons to go out and see a car show. But so for today, it's up in L.A., but next week, and I will repeat next week as well, too, there's going to be a really nice car show in Lakeside, too. So make sure you head over there for a good cause.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Awesome.
As always. Well, 1-888-344-1170. I do want to remind you folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, you should check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So anyway, good, good stuff. All right, let's see what Alan has going on. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for asking.
I'll bet you're getting a paycheck, and I'm retired, so I'm not sure how that matches up.
Yeah, but I also have to get up and go to work all the time.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Hey, talking about the hybrids and all that,
yes, sir.
We have a 2005 Prius,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful car to drive. We had the battery replaced at about 41,000 or 42,000 last year.
Okay.
And it was just kind
of
a
process. You don't put a whole lot of miles on that car at all then.
No, well, I didn't because we had another car that I was in an accident with, and they totaled it. So once the airbags go off in a car, they basically total out the car.
It's too expensive. Yeah,
yeah,
correct.
Anyhow, so we're down to the Prius, and I did a rough calculation. The car we had before was a Matrix, and we were getting about 23 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Prius, it's kind of hard to estimate what the average mileage is, but I guessed at about 42 per gallon.
Gotcha.
And if you do the cost comparison, I guess the cost of the battery, it kind of breaks out even. The battery ran around 2,500 would just be the cost of the battery. And then you've got a fee on top of that to reset everything in the car, and then we had some service done. So the total bill came out to around $4,400 or something like
Sounds
that.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Prius
it's kind
is
of a break even thing.
Yeah, but a Prius is the cheapest vehicle to replace a hybrid battery in, for sure. Out of all the vehicles out there, hybrids, et cetera. Toyota, because they produce so many of them, yeah, the battery's cost effective. There's a lot of hybrids that the batteries alone are over 12 grand.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that with the previous caller, and I was kind of amazed how expensive they are.
Well, and we were talking about the Tesla battery, which is 20 grand. So if you if your car's out of warranty and you need to replace one.
Oh my gosh! Wow. But anyway, I was kind of interested what the cost comparison would be just compared to driving a regular, you know, regular car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of I think the cost of the battery is still going to be a variable. It's something you don't have any control over.
Correct.
And as long as you got the car and you've got to have got to have the battery replaced, you have to do it or you're not going to be able to drive it.
Correct. So. Yeah, because they go into a limp home mode status and they don't drive well at all. Very slow.
Yeah.
But so on Priuses, replacing the battery is kind of like, you know, having to get used to getting a transmission, you know, or something failed on a car. But as the price of these batteries continue to climb on the other models and stuff, I don't know. Because I got to be honest, like one of the lower end Teslas, if it was $20,000 to replace a battery out of warranty, you're better off to just trade it and get another car.
Yeah, if the car was 50 new.
Yeah, yeah. So at some point.
5 years later, you need a $20,000 battery. It's probably worth 30. 20.
Not even that, probably $20,000 as it is. So it's kind of cost prohibitive if you're not careful with those. But yeah, you definitely have to look at it on each the cost and what it is and go from there.
Yeah. I've got another question for you. I have an 89 Ford Festiva that I used to do volunteer work with the Railroad Museum in Campo, and I drove that car back and forth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't changed the smog laws on those cars in years. And what's the deal with that? They used to move it up every once in a while, and it'll go back maybe 25 years or something like that. And now it's been over 30.
Yeah, we're sitting at 74 as the cutoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be 30 years. Now they don't do that anymore.
They don't do it anymore. But there's not that many of those cars out there. So, to be honest with you, they'll probably never remove the 80s out of the smog program because they were such bad cars.
Yeah.
Emissions wise, they're trying to, and they if they could get rid of every car that was built in the 80s, they'd be super happy.
So it's strictly based on I guess you call it politics?
No, I would call it on those cars actually produced a lot of emissions. That was the problem. They were not emission friendly. That's when we got started, really. You know, in the 70s, we started into the smog program. And because of the problems that we had, so 70s and 80s, those cars, they were trying to reduce emissions with them, but they weren't great at it. I mean, the stuff we got now, the PZEVs and all that stuff, they put out almost zero emissions compared to back then. Those cars were serious emissions makers.
So is a big difference than the fuel injection that came out in the 90s?
It's all the stuff in the technology with how well you can make a combustion engine burn now and everything else. I mean, with technology just continuously moving. So with that, we've gotten better reducing all emissions. And most of these cars, when they're warmed up and driving, the catalysts are all working, they're putting out zeros.
It's on the newer stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
So that's why they won't remove those cars from the smog program is my theory, is that they just they're bad emissions and they'd love to get rid of them and have them all gone. So but as time goes, I mean, how often do you see a 1982 car driving around? You just don't, you know, unless it's somebody that's done something to it and made it a car for like the car show or something like that. Otherwise, they're pretty much gone. They're not daily drivers anymore.
Well, on my car, the 89, you have to put it on the dyno for smog.
Yes, sir.
Smog. Mm-hmm. Are they just going to keep tightening up the restrictions on everything until they just eliminate everything?
They might. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know how much longer we'll be doing the dyno thing also. So the smog program does change over time, but I still don't think they're going to cut off the other cars. They might just have them just be a sniffer test and get rid of the dyno. I don't know. It's hard to say. Could go back in the other direction. You know, we did the dyno thing. So that was bar 90 when we started with that. And been doing it for a long time now. So 34 years.
Yeah, there's a new shop there in Chula Vista, or at least it changed owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they concentrate specifically on dyno testing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just got a big sign up there that says pass or free test or something like that.
Huh. Well, there, if you were going to do older cars like that, so those cars are all 2000 and older than 2099 and older, obviously, that'd be the area to do it in. You'd probably collect more old cars. You're getting down towards the border and stuff like that. So, that is still a dying thing. Smog has really reduced itself. We used to smog so many cars, and now since new cars have 8 years, you don't have to smog them, and 6 years for transfer of ownership, and yeah, we're not seeing the amount of smogs that we used to.
So newer cars also, they just, there's no testing involved, is there? It's just reading out what's in the computer?
It plugs, it basically, the smog machine plugs in and reads all the data from the powertrain control module in that, which is controls all the emissions and everything on the car. So it can see everything in there and read it from there. The car monitors its own tailpipe emissions. So that's why they do it that way now. They just use all that data.
Does it have anything to do with the area we live in? Like California is just kind of strange in how they do things. It seems more political. What about Arizona? Does Arizona have smog laws like we have here?
They do have a smog test, I believe.
Yeah, they're similar to ours, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Only theirs are state run. So, like, you drive through and state. Now, are there cutoffs? Is that? I don't know. So, but I know
ours
know they
is
have
one of the strictest, though.
Yeah. Most stringent visually and all that thing. So, things can't be removed from the car, et cetera. I do know they have a smog test. I don't know the exact ins and outs of it.
According to, I'm going to turn it down because it's fine. According to Arizona's classic car law for smog tests, it's any vehicle older than 1967.
Wow. So they smog everything. Well, there you go. One of those things. You just never know. But that doesn't mean their emissions may not be as stringent when doing the sniffer test on those older cars as we have here. We're pretty stringent.
Okay. All right, Brian. Thanks for all the info, and enjoy your show.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you, too. Talk to you later.
Take care. You got it. Bye-bye. Always good question.
Yeah.
Comes to smog and old cars. It's always the one. And everybody always asks, like, what are they going to do? Like, I don't know.
What I've seen, too, is that you can do engine swap as long as the car's newer. The engine's newer than the other one. Sometimes it's hard to get approved through California.
Still have to get a referee label. Yeah, that's super hard to do. They used to do bar labels all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even know the place if those even exist anymore.
They still do them. Yeah.
But it's really hard to bring like a black market car in, et cetera. It gets very difficult.
Yeah. So. I was looking new when I had my Jeep because you can put like a Dodge Ram motor in it.
Oh, okay.
And then you can make it smog legal.
Oh.
But yeah.
That'd be cost effective, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, better than the Dodge Caravan motor that was in my.
They're 3.6 liter.
I had the 3.8. I had the older Jeep.
Oh, so you didn't have the one that blows out the oil cooler all the time.
No, I had the one that was like 100 horsepower.
Oh, 100 horsepower.
No, it was just so weak.
Was it?
Yeah.
So hard to drive up the freeway with those big tires on it.
Yeah. Drive up a hill.
Always a joy. Always a joy. Yeah. So, yeah. So hybrid or EV to do or not to do? You would be a great EV guy. Buy an EV Jeep.
My personal car?
EV Jeep would have plenty of torque.
I barely drive my own personal car now.
I know. That's just because you like driving the car with my face on it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cruising around. Yeah. If you ever see Paul, you'll see him in the fleet vehicle cruising all around. There's Paul. So anyway, good stuff. So I don't know, man, everybody has to make their own decisions on this. All I know is some of these, hybrids, the batteries fail on them and they're super expensive. We've seen this with Nissan. We talked about this before. Like we've had Maximas in, the battery's 11 grand for the battery.
Yeah.
I saw, and it's not just Nissan though. There was a late model Ford hybrid that had a battery fail once again. Like $9,000 for the battery. I'm like, that is a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So some of these, like that Maxima, the car's like wasn't even worth it. Its resale value was like, you know, 11 grand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't put a $10,000 battery in an $11,000 car.
Some of the Hyundai ones are really expensive too.
Are they?
Yeah.
So just got to be, you know, there's things you got to be aware of. You know, if you're going to buy a hybrid and you're only going to drive it for 5 years, then the battery may never be your problem.
If you're a commuter or something, it just depends on your
well, it's how you drive it, too.
What you got going on.
42,000 miles Prius. We do a lot of Priuses for the state, and we saw a lot of those batteries fail early, but it's because they don't drive them.
Yeah.
You know, these cars have like 30,000 miles on them. They're 10 years old. That's not what they're made for.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy, if you don't drive a decent amount, I would never buy a hybrid, because you're just adding expense to it. It's not going to really help you.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
You're not saving gas. You know, if you don't drive anywhere, you can't save anything. Right. So, and the cost of that battery is going to fail eventually. There used to be these great tax breaks for EVs and hybrids.
Yeah.
Those are gone. They don't exist anymore. They used to allow you to drive in the carpool lane if you're full non-emissions.
I think you can still do that.
Can you do that with like Teslas and all EV vehicles?
Yeah.
They used to have these little stickers on the side.
They still have them.
So I don't know if you have to apply for those. Do you?
I'm sure.
Okay. I guess it doesn't just come with your Tesla, right?
The big sticker?
Yeah, the big sticker. So. I don't think so.
I want a sticker.
Well, buy a Tesla. Yeah. Take the sticker off, sell the Tesla.
Yeah. I'll put it on my Kia.
No cheating in the carpool lane. Anyway, so just something to consider, you know, are you going to drive the vehicle for 5 years? How long are you going to have it? How much do you drive? You know, if you drive 80 to 100 miles a day, it could make it worthwhile for you. You know, if you drive 100 miles a month, probably not a good idea. So just consider it and figure it out. Brendan's going to get himself a Tesla next.
I'm going to ignore you there and move on from that.
I'm going to move on from that. I'm surpassing that comment.
I'm looking at all the state laws for their emissions test. I'm quite surprised, to be honest.
For Arizona?
Well, Arizona, I already read to you, but like Colorado, they say anything, their cutoff date specifically involves 1982 is the past anything. Oh, 1985, excuse me. But you have to register the vehicle as a collector's item.
Okay. And you can register vehicles here in California's historical vehicles. Same idea.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I know about that, but I never heard a collector's item before. I guess it's the same
term.
That's
probably what they use up there. Same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's kind of really weird. Every other state, like DC, is considered one, and then Connecticut, they all say 1999.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, wow, that's when smog was really bad then. So
yep.
I'm surprised that. Okay.
Yep. Well, so the 90s, the 80s, and early 90s, definitely for sure. Once we got OBD2, about 96, things started getting better. Global world OBD2, so all good stuff for sure. We're going to continue to deal with the smog thing, that's for sure. I don't think it's going away permanently.
Yeah.
So it will continue. But the amount of cars we smog is definitely down from when the 90s and then the 90s. Man, we did a lot of smogs. Everything needed to be smogged.
We'll still see 2 years exempt. Smogs, but not dino smogs.
No, not dino smogs. And not at the volume that we used to. Shoot, we used to have two dinos running all the time in the Escondido store back then. Like, smog, 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 smog. You were, like, smogging stuff all the time, so.
Miramar still gets a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but a lot of those we do are for, you're right. We get quite a few smogs, you're right there. So Escondido still does, too.
Yeah.
But just not the volume that we did before. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. So, one of those things, you know, as far as it goes. But, you know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the future brings for smog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you don't see the failures that you used to either. We used to get a lot more smog failures.
Oh, yeah, because of Bar 97.
Oh, yeah. Everything failed, like, all the time, you know. So.
Cars overheating on the dyno.
And carbureted cars and everything else. Yeah, all kinds of problems. So we don't really have those problems anymore.
Which is nice.
Yes. So especially for the consumer. Because, you know, like you had a Hyundai Excel when they first came out in 88, you pretty much knew 2 years later it was going to fail small. So, for sure, one of those things, without question. All right. Hey, man, it's been a great time. Just flies, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome to Saturday morning, folks. We do appreciate everybody joining us, as always. We love to have you be part of the show and to call in and you know, just everybody that contributes, just some good stuff. And always great to talk to you guys. We'll be back live next Saturday. As always, Paul already let out of the bag what we're talking about. So anyway, it's all good. I try to write these in advance just so we all know what's going on and everybody's on the same page. So all good stuff for sure. Yeah, as far as that goes. Had a good chat with Mr. Dave Stahl. He'll be in the studio tomorrow, I'm sure, right?
Correctamundo.
All day long.
All day is 7 hours.
Like he's napping in here or something. Yeah.
So 7 hours?
Yeah, 7 hours. He does 7 hours of radio on Sunday. Ooh. Yeah, he's my hero. So anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will be back next Saturday for sure live, so make sure and tune in. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in San Diego, so get out. Get your hoopty or thin Lizzy or tin Lizzy or whatever you want to call it, as Brendan says.
Or Tesla.
Or Tesla. Oh. Hit the road and have a great weekend. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.